But I put my trust in your mercy. My heart is joyful because of your saving help. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt with me richly. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. I've been on a Aaron Copland kick the last couple of days. I was listening to, one of those things where I was listening to the radio and Fanfare for the Common Man came on, and one of those things that reminded me, oh, I like Copland. And since then, I was listening the other day to Appalachian Spring. Now, what I like about Copland is how he worked hard to try to find a truly American twist to classical music. You know, exploring the various forms from African to white folk music, listening to gospel and spirituals. And in Appalachian Spring, he looked towards the Shakers, those small religious group, and one of the songs that came out was a tune that's very familiar. You know, and the tune is written by Mary Hazard, and it's called Simple Gifts. Now, it's been used for other songs, such as The Lord of the Dance. But it was originally put to the words of Joseph Brackett's Simple Gifts, which, 'tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. Then it goes on, when true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. And it's this reminder that when it comes down to it, faith is simple. Now, like the next priest and clergy, I love the complexity. I love the richness of great theological works. I love reading doctrine at times. Enjoy the occasional debate. But when it comes down to it, being a Christian is extremely simple. It's about treating one another with love. It's about recognizing God within each of us, to see the Christ in one another's face. In 1 Corinthians, we are told that, like the body, the church is one but made of many parts. That each of us comes bringing different gifts, bringing different talents. Our purpose differs from one another. But when it comes down to it, we have one mission, and that's to proclaim the good news. To pass along that message of love, not to a certain group of people, but to all people. In the book of Hebrews, we're reminded that some, by entertaining strangers, have entertained angels in their midst. So we greet everyone in the name of Christ. We look for the face of God in the stranger, in our beloved, in our workmate. We treat those whom society treat as the lowest, as our sister or our brother, our sibling. In our gospel, Jesus tells us that one who shares a cup of water with a child will be rewarded. Now, nowadays, I think because we often see children as basically the focus of our lives, that parents, I know nowadays, and the grandparents put a lot of their work and their life and effort and focus on their children. But historically, children were kind of at the bottom of the pecking order, often seen a little bit more than as property. And here Jesus holds them up and makes it clear that when we treat this child with respect, what we are doing is reaching out to God. Now, we are in the midst of our Independence Day weekend. This coming Tuesday will be the 4th of July, when we celebrate our country's freedom. And in theory, the idea that all are made equal. So I think this is a great gospel for this weekend, because it comes from each and every one of us to do our part as Christians, to live in simplicity. To find joy in reaching out to other people. To see ourselves as part of the one body. I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday. But I also hope that you take time to think about the various gifts that you have been given. I also hope that you will look around and see the people in your life, and that you will greet each and every one of them as Christ has called us to. As fully equal, as fully worthy of love. One body in Christ.